This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, if you are 87 years old and fall down a well, chances are that's not going to go too well for you.
No.
Luckily, this guy made it out alive. Here's his story of this 87-year-old guy who fell 25 feet into an abandoned well in Simi Valley, California. KABC-TV has his story.
A dramatic rescue as firefighters pull 87-year-old Ron Sparks to safety after he fell into an abandoned well in his Simi Valley front yard.
Well, I'm home after a great adventure, and I am so thankful to the Ventura County Fire Department, the EMTs, and Los Robles Hospital for the great care they gave me.
This is Sparks at the bottom of that nearly 25-foot well as crews work to free the spry senior. He was mowing the grass when he saw an odd spot in the yard.
He just saw a little indentation in the grass, and so he went to step on it. And that's the end of that story. And he said it was like a bad ride at Magic Mountain.
His daughter says the family was unaware of the old well. She says her father was trapped in the hole for about half an hour yelling for help before a passerby heard his screams. The mud at the bottom of the hole breaking his fall but creating a sticky situation as he continued to sink. Rescuers using ladders and ropes to finally lift him out. His grateful family rushing to his side as he was taken to the hospital. Everyone counting their blessings.
He's incredible. He's doing amazing, yeah. He fractured his ankle, but other than that, he's it's a miracle. He fell 25 feet into a well.
It could have been so much worse, and I thank all the wonderful friends who have prayed for me, and that I'm sure I'll have a wonderful recovery. God was on my side. God bless everybody.
Yeah,
certainly was a very close call for Sparks. Again, he only suffered a broken ankle and some cuts and scratches. Otherwise, he is okay and very grateful tonight.
Not except for that 87-year-old.
No.
Yeah, he's pretty, he gets around, he's mowing and stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What were you going to say, Chuck?
No, I was just going to say, like, someone just put grass over top of an open well.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah,
who was that
crazy
a-hole?
And it's how long ago did that happen?
I don't know.
It's just luck that no one's fallen through up until now?
Must wonder if it was like, there was like wood over top of it, and then they threw like sod over top of it.
It didn't look like anything was in that well besides mud.
Yeah, that's crazy. You imagine you're looking out your window, you're like, oh my God, the earth ate Grandpa! The earth absorbed Grandpa!
Can you imagine falling 25 feet
into the earth? Like Mario!
No. Oh my God.
25 feet, that fall would feel like forever.
Like at first I thought, okay, here's an old timer. He's watched Curse of Oak Island one too many times. He knows that there's this well. He's like, I'm going down there. You know? Like that's what I thought this was going to be. Not just that someone threw some sod 100 years ago over top of an open well.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how far down he was. Like, it was deep.
He said his great adventure. He's like, it was wild down there. There was a dragon.
Dragon.
That's when you have to worry. Yeah. When Grandpa saw a dragon in the well.
Like, oh, yep, he's 87.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
There was a dragon down there. It was a wild adventure.
It was fine. I let him. Yep. Let him have his adventure.
Yeah, Grandpa's not doing as well as we thought he was. Yeah. He saw a dragon in the well.
I befriended him and he gave me his gold.
He sure is lucky, Gramps, though. It was only half an hour. Because we hear about these situations where sometimes it's like days, right? Before people realize that anything's happened. Corey in Boston, you fell into a sinkhole?
No, I didn't quite fall into a sinkhole. I was outside after getting home from work with my dogs, and I was sitting there hanging out, and I saw a little indent in my yard, so I went to go look at it, and it ended up being kind of bouncy when I was stepping on it, so I took my foot and I shoved it down real hard, and I sunk through probably to about halfway up my shin. And I ended up renting a little mini excavator, and I dug it out. It ended up being about 8 feet deep, 11 foot wide by about 12 feet wide around there, and it was like all full of like real gross water. And when I pulled my foot back through it, a bunch of mosquitoes flew out.
Oh geez.
Oh, that's just a breeding ground for them there.
Yeah,
well, luckily
it ended up being like an old cesspool type deal.
Oh my
So that was more like a sinkhole as opposed to like just a, a grassed over well.
Yeah.
Because sinkholes, like folks in Florida have to worry about that. They seem to pop up there quite a bit.
Yeah. Just the ground's giving
way.
Because
they build on land that's like was swampland.
Yeah, just
or,
mush.
You know?
It's don't crazy. Build on mush. You know?
Don't build
you
on mush.
Build on mush.
No. Nope.
It's weird. I've just been like smack dab in just the middle of the earth. So it's like I've never really encountered too much wetland.
No.
That's a good thing. Off to Texas now, to Houston. Every Christmas, there's a grandma there who turns her home into a winter wonderland. And every Christmas, it seems, people like to steal all her stuff.
Oh.
Here's the story on this one from KTRK-TV.
Free Christmas, it's a decades-long tradition for Margaret Drummond. Oh. And I'm not talking about the cardboard sign.
It says, sorry, kids. Some sorry persons took all of the blow-ups again. Merry Christmas.
Margaret takes a lot of pride in her Christmas spirit.
The snowman in front of that window was 8 foot.
Each year, her yard is known to attract dozens covered in massive inflatables. This year, she started with 5. They stood tall last night.
And they're gone.
And here is why. Two men with nothing better to do crept into Miss Margaret's yard and one by one snatched up the Christmas inflatables, all of them.
It hurts when you get up 6 o'clock in the morning and come out. Somebody takes joy out of the world.
And it's not the first time the Grinch came around to steal the decorations. In 2013
down,
and 2016,
boys.
Same story. Blow-ups were stolen. Sorry, kids.
I couldn't believe that somebody would do it again.
She does it all for the kids.
I like to see the kids. The kids knock on the door. They call me Daddy.
It's her piece of joy around the holidays, a time that's not always easy for Miss Margaret, going through them without loved ones she's lost. Most recently, her son-in-law. The decorations were a true family custom.
And it was important to him. And I lost 2 sons, too. And it was important for them, and it makes me happy to see kids.
Tonight, the kids don't have much to see. They can thank these guys. I asked Margaret what she had to say to the bandits.
My granddaughter says I've got to watch my mouth, so I've got to be good. But I could tell you, it's not right.
It's really not. And tonight, here's her advice to the culprits and anyone else who feels like robbing Christmas joy.
Get a job. Get a job and work. It's not worth it. You just take it so much from yourself, your self-respect.
I'm Stefania Coley, ABC 13 Eyewitness News.
How much could you get for some of those?
Well, no, they must be stealing it for themselves, right?
No, you're going on Facebook Marketplace.
And you're selling?
You're unloading that.
You could put, they're so cheap now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so awful.
Even, what's the going rate for
that? I don't know.
I've never had inflatables, but I've seen them like Black Friday. I could have swore they were like $25 or something.
Yeah, you probably get them for like $25 to $30. Regular price are probably, you know, between $50 to $100. So if you're selling it on the Marketplace, Black Market, you could probably
get, what, $20?
$20, $30.
$20, $30.
That's enough for those guys to get a hit.
It's going
to
say, depending on what you need.
Miss Margaret pulls on my heartstrings, man.
I know, Miss Margaret.
I'm going to get her all the inflatables. Put them under armed guard.
Yes.
Shoot to kill.
$60 for an Olaf.
$60.
$60.
Sorry, Miss Margaret.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing that.
$100 for
Andy
was going to give everything to Miss Margaret until he found out it cost $60 and he had a Christmas change of heart.
That bad.
Sorry. $50 for a blinking snowman.
This is retail or Black Market?
This is Black Market.
Oh, wow.
Frosty's 50.
Oh, wow.
Can we get her a Santa?
The Santa, there's one $30 here for a Santa. There's
there
a
go.
Mickey
we'll
Mouse with a Santa hat on for $25.
Okay, now we're talking. Right, there you go, Miss Margaret. Right.
$25.
Miss Margaret
Mickey.
Pulled on all the heartstrings, he said. He's like, $50. Damn.
Yeah,
screw you, Miss
sorry.
Margaret.
Jeez, Miss Margaret. Tie him down or something, for Christ's sakes. Don't go top of the line. What are you doing?
Is there such a thing here, and I don't want to offend anyone that has inflatables.
Oh.
Because I think they can look a little cheesy. They can look a little cheesy.
Outside of an old lady's lawn, you shouldn't have one. Right. I'll back you up on that.
I mean, some people, I enjoy their Christmas spirit. But is there like a classy inflatable?
I never enjoy.
What is that exactly?
I don't know. I just
thinking. Like a Swarovski crystal thing that you're looking at?
Is there such a thing as a classy inflatable?
I think they're all classy.
I'll say this. You know what it is?
They're all classy and bring joy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about an inflatable. It's the second easiest thing you can do.
Yeah, just plug it in and stake it to the ground.
Exactly. The easiest thing that you can do is set up one of those things that shines the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
that's
super easy.
The easiest.
That's the Christmas cop-out.
That's the easiest thing that you can do.
How dare you? So I decorated our house for Christmas last year.
Mine too. Mine too. Got two of those things.
I decorated on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yep. What, inflatables?
No, the lights. The light show like that you can
Shoot onto the house.
Yeah.
That's the easiest. The second easiest is an inflatable.
Wow, this is an inflatable worth almost $1,000. I looked up classy inflatables.
Well, it looks like a real globe.
That sounds like something somebody would search for. What?
I want the classy inflatables.
I just won $2,000 on a lottery scratch-off.
Give me the classiest inflatable.
Give me the classiest.
Look at that gigantic reindeer. It takes up your whole yard.
It's beautiful. It's $150 free shipping.
That one's enormous. Nicer than Miss Margaret's house.
Yeah.
Miss Margaret.
You're like the humping reindeer.
See, look, you can get an eight-foot nutcracker for only $36.
Yeah, but who wants a nutcracker other than Andy?
Yeah, just me when I was a child.
Yeah, he loved a nutcracker.
And then you can get funny humping reindeer. Speaking of classy, this came up under classy searches, humping reindeer.
Let's get her that.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Margaret!
James is writing stuff down in there.
I think it's gay humping reindeers, too. They both have ties on them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I love that it's Rudolph.
Rudolph. Yeah. Rudolph is so bright. Yeah. Won't you pound that ass tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Rudolph's the elf.
He's taking Donner to church. Yep.
Rudolph's the top.
Yeah.
You used to be number one Donner.
Your next Blitzen. Yeah, he's getting his eye on Blitzen right now.
I wouldn't peg Rudolph for the top.
I wouldn't know.
Rudolph begs.
When Dave screamed, "Would you pound my ass tonight?" Won't you pound that ass tonight? I made direct contact with eye contact with Lisa as it. She was just like,
"Oh yeah, I was just immune to it. I didn't even think anything of it."
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you pound that ass tonight?
Yeah.
Finally, right.
She had a dragon too, which is all solid. Yeah,
Rudolph's the top.
He is. Is it from 20 all
bucks
different
off
angles
right now?
They have Christmas Star Wars themed inflatables too.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And you're like Yoda holding a.
I think there's someone in our neighborhood with that or nearby.
Darth Vader with a Santa hat on.
Sometimes you ever have one of those things. I was at a buddy of mine's house and his neighbor had one of these inflatables and it's on like a timer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like smashed or whatever.
Yeah, you weren't
smoking,
ready.
And things started inflating and I was like, and then I was like, oh God, it's just an inflatable. Yeah, it's just an inflatable. For a second, I thought all hell was breaking.
Yes. Scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah, I was like, because they're loud.
Oh, they are very loud.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never miss a minute of your favorite morning show. Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast and top news stories sent straight to your email. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. I guess it could have went wrong, but a dude tried to think of an interesting way to propose to his girlfriend in New York in Erie County. So he staged a robbery in a store.
What a dumbass.
To set it up. And here's how this played out. The story from Inside Edition. Everyone dies.
Yeah. A young woman and her boyfriend are shopping at a convenience store. But something's happening at the cash register. A surveillance camera captures this guy pulling a gun on the store clerk. As the couple go to pay, the clerk announces,
"I got robbed. Thank you." Yeah.
Suddenly, the robber bursts back in and herds them all to the back of the store.
You, back right there.
The couple hunker down. You can hear the terror in the woman's voice as the bad guy focuses his attention on her.
You have kids?
I have two.
How many kids?
I have
three. They're real? I'm girlfriend.
I haven't
seen a ring.
Yeah,
we're not married.
The robber reaches ominously into his bag.
You know what? What are you waiting for?
He hands something to the boyfriend. Then this happens.
Will you marry me?
No.
That would have been the best video. No, you jackass.
In front of the beer aisle.
Young woman, what's really
so
going
romantic, Lise. He's got a six pack right there beside him.
What a life there at last.
What a dream life ahead of her.
Everybody was in on it except for her. I spoke to the boy.
Well, thank God.
The clerk was in on it.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
He walked in, or an off duty police officer and thought that this was real. This could have gone.
Yeah, luckily this guy was.
I killed everybody. It was a prank.
Because he did have a gun, right?
Yeah, he had a gun. I shot him 12 times in his chest. Yeah. There was some collateral damage. Hit the boyfriend, hit lover boy's knees.
He'll never walk again.
You guys were what? Marriage proposal.
I just killed a man.
I killed him dead. He's your friend? Well, he's bleeding out. Don't do that. Yeah, like, he's the right guy. Right.
That kind of went really bad.
It could have. Oh, and God. Luckily, this guy was, I will say, smart enough to give everyone a heads up. Here's his answer to that question.
Well, we closed down the store. There was people outside. We waited for every customer to get out. We notified the police that this was going on. We had a prop gun. It wasn't a real gun. So, I mean, we tried to do it as safe as possible.
What did she do? Did she scream at you?
She called me a bonehead. She said she's going to, you know, kill me. Obviously joking.
Ray Giuliano says he tried to make amends with a second, much more conventional proposal on a romantic bridge in Manhattan's Central Park.
How many times have you apologized?
7,293, I believe it is.
Yeah, the fact that he thought this was a...
Oh, he's one of those not funny, want to be funny guys.
Like, it's something wrong with his way of thinking.
And it always is shocking to me every single time that's Inside Edition still a thing.
I know.
For years and years.
Still a thing.
Did they make this up?
I don't know.
Fake news?
We got to come up with something. What about
we're Inside Edition.
We need a story.
Every day we're hanging out by a thread for 25 years now.
It's obviously nationally syndicated, right? Like, that's how the airs just pops up on different TV stations across the country.
So it's just a service they subscribe to or something?
No, I think it airs on, like, TV.
Oh, they got a whole show.
Like a half an hour show. Because I think it's Deborah Norville still hosts it.
Inside Edition.
Yeah.
89.
It wouldn't surprise me if they make up things.
Yeah, that's. I would.
There's a lot of news. That's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everywhere.
Fabricated.
It's in every single state.
Well, they're in Anchorage.
They're all over Alaska. Like, you look up your state, they'll find out where every part of Florida can
Florida
see it.
Really
Florida's
into it.
Huge. Yep. Yeah, they love it. It's old people.
It's on WFTS in Tampa.
Oh,
it's old people.
WINK. It's on two stations in Fort Myers. They can't get enough of it. It's on three stations in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I saw more up top, too.
Inside Edition. So they had a competitor, right? There was like a competing.
Hard copy.
Yeah.
Because that was, F it, we'll do it live. Wasn't that hard copy? Yep.
So what's hard copy like these days? Are they still a thing?
No, they're gone.
Gone.
Right?
There's only
room for one of these.
There was hard copy and a current affair.
A current affair is one thing.
Current affair.
Like they had a pyramid weird thing.
Yes. But, by the way, hard copy, F it, we'll do it live. He's never really done too much, right?
Well, kind of hard to.
After he got fired from Fox?
Yeah. I thought he was going to plan a big
podcast.
Now.
He probably has some.
I just never hear his name anymore.
Ridiculously long non-compete.
Yeah.
And a lot he's of been cash he's been writing books. I think he writes a number one book every year.
Was it not hard copy that he was on?
I think he was on the other one.
He might have been on
a Current Affair. What's his name?
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Lisa.
He might have been on.
I have no idea. I don't think it was Inside Edition. Wasn't it?
It might be.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Yeah, he was on one of those cheesy shows. I forget which one, though. There's his...
Yeah, Inside Edition, right?
Let's see, we can't...
Oh, no, we can't.
No, you can't.
But you can watch it.
I'm going to watch it, but not...
Inside Edition.
he was on Inside Edition. That's my favorite.
It's such a...
If you have never seen this, look up Bill O'Reilly, F It, We'll Do It Live. Mm-hmm. When he's screaming at the camera, it's the best.
Yeah, good guy.
I just can't imagine just
sarcasm.
Right.
Taking myself so seriously ever.
Yeah.
As that.
Well, I mean, that's the frustration of a man that can't bring a woman to orgasm.
Poor man.
Oh my god. There's that dude that worked with him during those times.
I bet he says nice things.
Oh, I bet.
Ooh. Yeah, does not describe him as a nice man. There are women in the office that he would bring to tears.
Who would have thought?
Of course. Yeeks. I don't know what the hell I'm just...
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing it could bring a woman to. Couldn't let that one go.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Yeah. Nice job.
Thanks.
All right. In other news this morning, luckily this did not happen with the water that we drink, but in a bizarre incident in Southern Ireland, hundreds of sheep went on a week-long uncontrollable sex binge after they drank water from Ringaskiddy Harbor, where Pfizer accidentally spilled tons of Viagra into the water.
Oh, my God.
To the surprise of hundreds of shepherds, the animals behaved very strangely and were incredibly sexually overactive.
This is one of the greatest days ever.
A sheep are horny as ever. I've never seen anything like it.
The Scots would have been very excited about this.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh,
my ancestors would have loved it.
Oh, that's horrible. Lovely.
No, look at stop India. It.
Stop it.
Crazy.
Yeah, nice.
One shepherd.
Dates in you.
Dates. It gives me every time.
One shepherd described his animals as behaving like sex maniacs. So yeah. Pfizer has come forward and admitted that's one of its drugs manufacturing plants accidentally spilled more than 755 tons of unfiltered Viagra into the waters of Ringaskiddy Harbor over the last week.
What did that do?
So were the shepherds hard too?
I don't
know. Was everybody hard?
Was everybody hard? I hope not.
Yeah. Too bad this couldn't have happened in the Detroit River. Instead, we've got uranium.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ours is uranium.
Yeah. It'd just be boner juice.
Yeah. It affected over 80,000 sheep and a few hundred heads of cattle, too. The system was repaired on Sunday, and the problem now seems to be resorbing, which could take weeks before all the infected animals' behavior comes back to normal. Mm. Remember, this is the same village, Ringaskiddy, where they said that the fumes were making them all horny.
So in other
words,
like
the humans said that they were all getting affected by this plant making Viagra there. I think they filed a lawsuit a couple of years ago.
So that plant is just one of the worst places you could ever be.
Unless you
want to
be horny 24/7.
Right.
Well, it's a tiny Irish village, right?
Right.
Yes.
So that's why they put it there.
Strong arm their way in.
And just a bunch of poor like sheep herdsmen that are walking around with just giant.
Yeah.
Giant.
Those poor sheep herder wives.
Giant throbbers.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. The
poor
chicks are all leaving. The chicks are all getting out of there.
Yeah. Well, I gotta leave Ringaskiddy right away.
All of them are walking bow-legged.
Yeah, there's the story. It was around this time 2 years ago, Viagra factory turning men into walking stiffs in this town.
Can't believe it.
Residents of the village of Ringaskiddy in County Cork, right near where I'm from, claim the fumes from the factory, which has long produced Viagra, are arousing their menfolk. One whiff and you're stiff, a local bartender said.
Debbie O'Grady's up to her.
Debbie O'Grady, one whiff and you're stiff.
Yeah. Like, I've never been so busy in all my life.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I leave here, I have sex all the way till I come back.
Even the dogs have been known to walk around in a state of sexual excitement, said Fiona Toomey.
Red rockets everywhere.
Man, Pfizer needs to keep their factory under control, huh?
How big is this town?
Let's look it up. Let's see how big it is.
How many hot chicks live in
Ringaskiddy?
Ringaskiddy's.
So there it is. Beautiful little place, by the way. It is population of 580.
We've got to get out of Ringaskiddy.
All right, 580. Yeah.
250
get out. Super horny people.
It's called the throbbing. It's a dark time for us.
Oh,
we've got to get out.
Well, how many of them have had the thing where they had to get their boner drained?
Oh, priapism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's a certain amount you're supposed to take, but if you're just sucking back the fumes all day long, that's no good.
I can't even get to my other patients. I'm just draining bones all day.
One woman said, we've been getting the love fumes for years now for free. Some residents claim the village experienced a baby boom right after they began making Viagra at this factory in 1998. But Viagra has claimed many times that
it's just BS,
it's a myth. Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out it was in the water they were drinking.
Well, right. It's just everywhere.
Imagine that.
Imagine that your water supply you drink every day is just filled with Viagra.
Oh, my God.
I think you'd notice. It's called the blue fog, boys.
You'd be like...
Could you imagine you're like an older dude? You don't even get them anymore. You're just living your Ring of Skitty life, and you're like, what in the Christ?
It's like the movie Cocoon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
with a boner twist.
I don't like that we're talking about Cocoon.
Oh, no. All right. It's okay.
It's a little bit of a different title.
So, Ka. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
Coon.
Rhymes with raccoon. 755 tons, too. It wasn't a little bit.
No. It was weeks. It was like pumping out of there. Like, how much money is that? How much money did they lose?
They have more money than God.
I know they do.
They can afford like 705 tons of losses.
I know.
Wake up, Margaret. We got to leave. We got to leave. Wow.
But can you overdo it on this stuff? Like, there's some bad problems that can come into play, right?
We just talked yesterday about the kid whose boner doesn't work anymore because when he was a teen, he took too much of it.
Business, especially pharmaceutical business, right? Like, so they're looking for so they must not have the greatest regulations in Ring of Skitties.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Which is why they're there.
Amazingly, right. I'm sure some politicians may have, you know, taken some payouts to make it all happen. And a lot of these big companies are granted laws and permissions that never should be granted.
Evil's winning. And it's just like lucky that it's just boners this time.
Money talks, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I'm sure it also, I mean, there's only 580 people working there. I'm sure a lot of them work for Pfizer.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's probably a big employer
for them
there.
Or you're a sheep herder.
Right. With painful erections.
I wonder how many, I'm looking up how many employees they have at this Pfizer plant. It's hard to find out about people getting boners. Mm-hmm. Is Viagra made? So... Is all Viagra made in Ireland, or is it just for Europe that it's made there?
I don't know. I do not know.
That must be where they make it.
Every time, right around Christmas, they pump out a ton of Viagra.
Ireland has been the heart of Viagra. 6 of the top 10 drugs sold around the world are manufactured in Ireland.
They must give them.
Viagra, Botox, Claritin, Panadol, all made in Ireland. Yeah, it must be. There's a reason they're making it there, right?
Yeah, super cheap, and they can just toss it in the ocean.
Right, just toss it right in there. There's ocean all around us.
Yep.
The fish have boners.
So, there's 300 employees.
Okay. So.
And there's 508 people.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, some people just drive there from out of that tiny little town, but.
And all the guys that live there say they don't need Viagra because they get it in their water and in the air.
I'd almost guarantee Pfizer was like, hey, good news, guys. They think it's in the air.
Yeah.
Even though we've been dumping it in their water for years, they think it's them breathing it. Don't say a word. We're good.
Hilarious.
And then someone was like, took some water and as soon as the sheep started getting boners, they started putting two and two together.
Wait a second.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, from boners to vaginas. For some women, no price is too great when it comes to achieving true beauty. For 24-year-old Mary Magdalene, who's been referred to as a wannabe blow-up doll, true beauty for her is defined as having the world's fattest vagina.
Her name's Mary Magdalene?
Mary Magdalene.
Definitely is.
So far, she's spent over $100,000 in surgeries, and she's proud of it. The procedures have come with some health complications. As for her plumped up vag, she said there's a positive effect on her sex life.
Is there?
What does this thing look like?
Does she put it out there or no?
Well, I'm going to... There she is. Right?
Oh,
there's the
yeah,
lady.
So she...
Boy.
Oh, my God.
There's her camel toe.
Oh, my.
It's the world's biggest camel toe.
Jeez. Mm. Looks like it was stung by bees.
Oh, she is a hot mess. That's how she used to look.
It's amazing that, like, that was your kid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always shocked by that.
I'd
like,
be
I'm
so,
just...
so sad if my kid was on the internet trying to get the world's fattest vagina. Well, especially since I have two boys.
Wow, what a twist, huh? You
but,
never know.
No.
But you never know.
But
life
never
is
know.
Nuts. You never know.
Surprised she can sit on a bike seat with it that big.
Well, she just is like...
Well, it's probably quite comfortable.
Yeah, it probably envelops the whole thing.
She's just filled to the max with all the jelly. Oh,
so they've...
look, yeah.
Yeah, well, you touched, God. You did, yeah, look, you did talked about it too much.
When I did a search for Bill O'Reilly, now he's on all my pop-ups.
Yeah. Well, James's pop-up.
Yeah, I assume this is not, there is video here, but I don't think it's her. I think it's some other woman who's getting a vagina procedure live on TV.
She decided to go on TV.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's mother is getting their badge rejuvenated on live television.
I'm excited to bring it back to life.
If you want to watch this, see what this is all about.
I don't really.
I don't know.
I mean, okay, I'm afraid.
In here.
We saw the probe.
Yeah,
you call it that?
We call it a probe.
Okay, we saw the probe. Doctors already had that, so we know that's now inside you.
Yes.
Is this the thing that like zaps you and then it's supposed to tighten it?
Inside the vaginal canal.
Yeah.
And there is a little band on the probe, which is where the radio frequency is emitted from.
And it's heated, it heats out?
It generates radio frequency waves, which does heat up the tissue inside.
So does it, what does it feel like? Does it feel warm?
Yeah, it feels kind of like...
Are they really...
It's a hot
they give it to
you.
It's
a British show.
Not at all.
Crazy. So no pain.
No, I bet it doesn't.
And how long do you have to do this for?
The internal treatment takes 8 minutes.
Oh, so it's really quick.
So it's really quick, and there, you can do the external...
8 minutes, that's a long time.
To give you the old in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's the one that also helps with the cosmetic appearance.
And how long does that take to do the outside?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, that's very clever. All right, well, good luck. Carry on. You're a very brave girl.
Hope it tightens up.
All right, can good luck with your little vagina
on,
there. Glad it's all tight around.
Tidy whitey.
It is, that's different. Mm-hmm. British TV is different.
Yeah.
And just do crazy, vagina dude. Tightening live on the air.
They do a lot of, like, medical stuff on there, like genital medical stuff.
Yeah, they're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of that.
Medical genital.
Genito. Yeah, but there is no, I mean, I don't know, maybe some guys are into that. I can't imagine many guys would be wanting a woman with the world's fattest vagina.
Sometimes I think it's not even about a guy being necessarily into it, but it's so shocking or whatever that they follow them.
It's freaky nature, but there are
I know.
Porn category for everything, so.
Yeah.
She said when she bends over, though, it looks like she has a ball sack.
No, that's always a great look for a girl.
God, that's great, isn't it?
Like the ending of Ace Ventura?
Oh, my God.
How could you look away?
Oh, my God. She talks about, well, maybe some guys would like it. She can squeeze and hug a dong before it even gets in her.
Well, sure. I wouldn't even, you know.
She's just filled to the, her boobs are filled to the rim, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about Mary Magdalene is slutty.
It's scary, those people that are pumped all full of that stuff. You feel like you can't have, like, needles around them because they might pop and everything's...
I know.
They might pop.
Yeah, it's like they're all like balloons to me. I'm like, ooh, boy.
Like, just ooze out.
Yeah, keep her away from scissors.
I hear you. And it can't be healthy. One day she'll die a horrible infected death.
They're like living air mattresses.
Yeah, so when you look up her on Instagram, it does bring up the other Mary Magdalene. This has got to be her, right?
The other Mary Magdalene?
that's not her. That chick's...
There's two Mary Magdalenes I know about.
That's a man? That's a man.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
there's,
so, yep, so that's there's different.
So there's got to be three.
Yeah.
There's three well-known Mary Magdalenes.
Not sure how well-known this last one was. To play a man.
Yeah, well, this is her on...
Is that her? 69?
Mary 69 Magdalene. I don't know. There's too many Mary Magdalenes online to find her. Mm. But she has the look up world's fattest vagina, Mary Magdalene, and you'll see the craziest camel toe you've ever seen in your life.
One of the craziest Googles I've ever heard.
Mary Magdalene, fattest vagina.
Yep. Just look that up.
Let me just save you. I'll tweet it out.
Just look that up.
Okay. So I'll just tweet it out, make it easier for you guys. Mm. If you go to our Twitter page, you'll see the woman with the world's fattest vagina.
My favorite is the people that just tuned in right then.
Oh, yeah, because there was a line.
Look up Mary Magdalene, fattest vagina. We're going to get...
Well, you missed everything before that.
Yeah. They said something earlier, too. It was a line about Mary Magdalene. It's like, I don't know. Mary Magdalene is a whore.
No, I didn't
Mary
say
Magdalene
that.
Mary is quite a slut or something. There was something.
Anyways.
And it was amazing.
Speaking of fat, a major online retailer apologized for selling a fat suit game. After criticism, it was insensitive to the plus-size community.
Oh.
Fat suit game?
Fat suit game. An online website was selling a product called Ballerina Charades. $25 toy comes in a box featuring a photo of a model wearing an inflatable fat suit with a tutu on it. It said the perfect icebreaker and party game filled with laughter. Just kind of makes her look like a sumo wrestler in a tutu. You know those big inflatable suits?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But took some heat from bigger people online. Why would you stock something that's clearly marketed towards laughing at a body that looks like mine? Said one person.
Well.
That tweet, as well as a chorus of other ones from several social media users that lashed out against the company and the game for fat shaming, forced them to remove it from their website and issue an apology. They said this: thank you for making us aware of this. It was never our intention to cause offense. We have decided to remove the product from our site. As a responsible retailer, we're aware of the importance of promoting positive body image, so we appreciate your feedback.
Oh, my God. Who, they apologized?
You always have to give in, right? That's the way of the world.
Oh, man.
People give in.
Some don't, but, yeah, some do, because they'll face too much. Again, it's all started with one person's tweet. There's a picture of the...
I mean, it looks like a terrible game. It looks like nothing I'd ever want to play.
No, come on.
Yeah, super like stupid.
If I went to a party and someone busted that out, I don't think I'd ever hang around them again.
No.
For good reason.
There's just so many things to really, truly be up in arms about. And it's like,
is this like some kind of Asian game? Like Big N Japan or something like that? Please. It's just weird because I feel like a lot of the, like, certain things, like, just, like, different body size, like, everybody's, like, skinny over there, so it makes them laugh more.
I almost feel like this company thought they're going to make it big on, like, fat ballerina Halloween costumes. They're like, oh, man, nobody bought the fat ballerina.
Yeah.
How can we spin this into something else we can sell? Let's make the fat ballerina game.
Right.
ASOS website, which is British.
Oh. There's, like, all those games where, like, isn't there one where you put on, like, something on your mouth and you can't talk?
Yeah, it's like a weird, almost like the thing you put on your mouth and you go to the dentist and they're whitening your teeth.
It's trying for that market, but...
Right. You can see what it looks like if you want. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. I wish this weren't true, but I know it is for me, at least. A new study monitored people as they drove in their car with two different things. Their kid and a cake.
Oh, man, I'm so careful with that.
95% of people drove way more cautiously when they had a cake in their car compared to their kids. And I know that. With your kids, it's just everyday driving.
Yeah.
But with a cake.
I know.
Yeah.
You got, when I drove, when I picked up Lisa's Barbie doll birthday cake, I've never driven better in my life.
Exactly.
We had a police escort. Cautiously.
Police escort.
Yes.
It was definitely worth it.
Cop cars in front and behind me. We took it slowly all the way home. I had to store it in my fridge and then gently remove it the next day and bring it in the morning. Oh,
yeah.
I was so worried about that damn cake. Yeah, my kids are all willy-nilly in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. Let them climb all over each other.
I have vivid memories of bouncing around like a popcorn while my dad had a whole pack of beer just strapped in like it was...
Boy, move over. I need the seatbelt for the beer.
Come on, I need that for the beer now.
Get in the back. 65% of people drove slower with cake in their car. 60% were more cautious and gentle with their braking. 50% took turns slower. And 45% used their phones less. The researchers say it's because the cake makes us snap out of that autopilot mode. Yeah. We're so used to driving with our kids, we're not used to driving with cake that could get messed up if we slam on the brakes or take a turn too fast.
I do the same thing when I pick up a pizza. I pick up a pizza, usually there's like a thing of bread with it, and I'm very cautious turning. I turn so slow so that it doesn't like slide off or careen down.
With all, any food I any, have.
Like, the stuff in the bags, I'm generally fine. But if it's in a box that can move around or shift, because I've sent stuff flying before.
I got a sticker on the back of my car that says burrito on board.
If you don't, I'm getting you one.
My tragic pizza story was I picked one up and didn't realize in the back seat it had tilted to one side. All the cheese and toppings slid right down
off the
pizza.
That's so sad, Dave.
I was left with just a blank canvas crust.
Oh my God.
And toppings and cheese all lined the bottom of the box.
Awful day.
It was sad day. It was super tragic.
That's awful.
I tried to piece it back together.
No,
it
didn't work.
There's no putting Humpty Dumpty back once you've done that.
I had a friend drop about six pizzas. Six pizzas.
I took Molly for a ride last weekend, and it was the slowest I've ever would drive. Like, so slow. Take the corners, like, really, really slow. She's so old.
Because she's so precious.
Yeah, she's so precious.
She's like, we're going on a ride, Mom!
Oh, my God, she loves it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cake or Molly.
Does she put her head out and all that stuff?
Yeah, she loves it.
Molly's the best.
With the best face of any dog.
Yeah, I have to give Jameson a seatbelt, though, because he'll jump right out. He'll take right off out
Hershey,
the window.
I can put the whole window down, and he still can't fit out of it. So,
oh, my God, he's big.
He's big. I'm sticking it. You know, I think I'll just sit there.
He'll eat the whole pizza.
Yeah, well, no, he can't be in the car with a pizza.
Oh,
you don't take him to go get a pizza.
Hershey and pizza. In the same.
I've seen it.
I made the whole thing again. Oh, God, guys, you turned your back for a couple seconds. What do you expect? You know I can open boxes.
It happens before I knew it.
Adriana's in Boston has a comment on this. Hey, Adriana, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a FedEx driver, and right now it's peak season, so I drive extra slow because we have so many boxes on our truck, and if you drive too fast or take a turn too quickly, all of a sudden, your boxes are all over your truck. You can't find them. Next stop that you need. It's crazy.
Yeah. So once stuff is out of order, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It screws up your whole day.
Oh, I thought you were being nice not to break our stuff we ordered.
No,
but
it's
more
just
about ruining your day.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I don't care what it is.
Yep.
I got something yesterday that was pulverized.
Yeah.
I took photos of it. It was so pulverized.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, you know what? I don't know what's inside this. And
the thing is,
whatever it is,
unless you catch someone do something on camera, that could have happened anywhere along the line, right?
You don't know. You never know.
It doesn't look too bad in this, but it was in person. It was just complete. Like the whole tape was blown to bits and just crushed in on one side. Yeah. But it was like something very soft. So it didn't matter.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your comment?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, a friend of mine, they were driving to a party and they had jungle juice in the back of their car and it spilled everywhere and they had to spend $2,000 to get the car cleaned.
How much jungle juice?
About 10 gallons.
Mm. What, was it just in like an open bucket?
Yes.
No, it was in the back and he had to slam on the brakes and it just fell like everywhere, and it got in between the seats, and they had to take the seats out to clean it, and it cost about $2,000. They basically had to get a new, whole brand new inside of the car, and it was a lease.
Mm. Oh God!
Oh, Jesus. Man,
so that's why you have to do it. Yeah.
So I'm imagining one of those big things that McDonald's used to give you filled with the orange.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind
maybe
of
something
of.
Like that.
Something
a 10-gallon drum.
It's a booze thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think so.
So they pre-made 10 gallons worth of
but is it
jungle
just like,
juice?
Is it just like almost a moonshiny type of?
That's what I thought. What are these guys like? This guy's like a rum runner, but he's a jungle juice runner.
Yeah.
It's an improvised mix of liquor that's usually served for group consumption.
Okay, so it's like a punch.
Yeah.
People made a gigantic amount of punch.
It'll make you throw up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, you can't transport 10 gallons of liquid. All loosey goosey in your car.
Can't be taking
Come on.
Corners,
what are you? What are you thinking?
I'll get that jungle juice, you guys, real quick.
I almost feel like it was in one of those big coolers.
You know, like some of those coolers have like a spigot.
Oh, they do.
Ooh, that's meant just to drain
ice. I know, just supposed to. But I mean, this is jungle juice. So, and then if that thing tipped, I mean, it's lights out. Those things don't, some of those things don't lock.
No.
This is so funny to me, the concept of it. It's like you can get just as drunk on reasonable boozes.
As a jungle juice,
yeah.
Homemade jungle juice.
Yeah.
People love that kind of stuff. Why do people love a jungle juice?
I don't know why they
but
do.
They do.
Like younger people.
Yeah, they do.
I haven't had it.
Here's budget jungle juice for a crowd. That's probably why you're trying to save money.
What is that? Yeah, it's like a definitely budget booze.
We're having a party.
What is the sangria?
Sangria.
That's just a jungle juice, isn't it?
Well, maybe the wine.
A little bit fancier,
but still.
Jungle wine.
Jungle wine.
Is it wine? That's just like wine and juice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jungle wine.
Yeah, he sells some jungle wine. All right, douchebag of the day coming up. What's the stupid fight that caused a Wisconsin man to get arrested for drinking and driving? Let's get to that.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Two men who got drunk at the Redskins-Packers game ended up about 155 miles south of Lambeau Field and fist fighting over How I Met Your Mother.
Mm. Well, that's almost every game.
This was after midnight Monday morning, according to cops that handled this bizarre incident that led to a DUI charge for Alan Hushka, who knows the cops apparently pretty well there. This is not Alan's first DUI rodeo. It may be his first, though, for fighting over How I Met Your Mother after a Packers game. Mm. The 33-year-old dude was charged with a felony offense and two counts of bail jumping for violating the terms of bonds in two counties that required him not to drink. He has other convictions from 2003, 2004, and 2008. His mugshot here.
Oh.
He got the bad end of that How I Met Your Mother fight.
I wonder what they were fighting about.
Probably the color of the umbrella.
Oh.
He's got the Dumb and Dumber hair.
Yellow, right? Was it yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, it was yellow.
Yellow umbrella, blue French horn.
I don't know anything about this show.
I never watched it, ever. Yeah.
Bob Saget's the narrator.
Huh. He was also arrested back in June for a simple disorderly conduct charge. So this guy's been...
He took a left hook right to the...
Oh, yeah. That How I Met Your Mother fight got real physical.
Yeah.
Two men should not be fighting over How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Come on now. After a Packers game.
Nope.
That's it took a weird turn.
We're passionate and drunk there.
Yeah, they sure are.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.